A new housing program aims to tackle the shortage of health professionals in Campbell River by offering low-cost temporary accommodation and a friendly welcome. For $50 per night, a fully furnished apartment near the hospital will be available for between 1 week and 3 months on a first-come, first-served basis, the city announced Friday. Utilities, water, Wi-Fi and weekly cleaning are included. Healthcare professionals will also receive welcome packages filled with products and services from local businesses. The temporary program will apply to locum physicians and other essential healthcare workers. Campbell River, like other communities on the island and elsewhere in BC, is struggling to attract enough healthcare professionals. One of the biggest barriers we face when looking to secure locum physicians to come to Campbell River is access to available, affordable housing, said Sadie Mack, operations coordinator with the Campbell River and District Division of Family Practice. The new initiative grew out of discussions between city officials and Dr. Jordan Vanderveen, of the Campbell River and District Division of Family Practice, and Dr. Saul Gregory, of the Campbell River Medical Staff Engagement Initiative Society. It intends to show local physicians how much they are valued by showing its eagerness to support them and their need to take time off, Mackey said. It is hoped that it will increase the likelihood of new physicians coming to Campbell River and providing relief for the existing physicians, she said. This will ensure that patients are getting the best care possible. Acting Mayor Susan Sinnott said short-term housing for locums is a challenge throughout the province. During peak season, short-term rentals are often unavailable and, consequently, locum positions are left vacant, she said. This gap increases wait times and reduces the care available at hospitals and clinics. Sinnott is optimistic that collaborating with local medical health organizations will address the issue and enhance health care. The city expects that when rental service revenue is returned to the program, it will allow additional healthcare professionals to come to Campbell River. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.